Thus, we hope that this program may in some measure contribute to the establishment of abiding world peace. I'm especially happy this afternoon to introduce the American Mother for 1940, a lifelong companion and helper of one of America's greatest surgeons and medical benefactors, devoted mother of 8 children and foster mother of 2 whom she reared in the atmosphere of love for God and love for their neighbor, the understanding grandmother of 22 children who looked to Granny for affection and comfort, which never failed, sympathetic and generous helper of many people and causes, both in her own community and throughout the world, beloved of all who know her, I present the American Mother for 1940, Mrs. Edith Graham Mayo.
I thank you, Mrs. Roosevelt, for your gracious introduction, and I deeply appreciate the honor which you and the Mother's Day Committee of the Golden Rule Foundation have conferred upon me. The honor, of course, belongs to all mothers, most of them hardworking, many of them heavily burdened, but nonetheless heroically sacrificing for the welfare of their children and seeking to make this a better world. If I should obey my first impulse as American mother, I would talk about nothing at this time but the American home, with its kitchen as well as its library, and especially its children and grandchildren, in whom we are all deeply interested. It is because I love my children and grandchildren that I am led on second thought to consider the world's neighborhood in which they must live. As Mrs. Roosevelt has just said, Mother's Day 1940 is tragically different from any other Mother's Day that we have known. 1940 may prove the most crucial year of modern history. One half the world is at war. No one knows how greatly the lives and happiness of our children and grandchildren, who are to follow us, will be determined by events which are taking place today in Europe and Asia. The world is now one neighborhood, and unless we can in some way make it one brotherhood, the future of our children is fraught with great danger. We believe we are privileged to live in the richest and happiest of all the neutral nations. The 21 American republics on the Western Hemisphere represent the largest single area on this earth that is free from wars. We possibly do not appreciate our good fortune and great privileges. We are protected from military invasion by 2 great oceans. We have no death-dealing bombs crashing through our roofs. Our boys and young men are free from military conscription. Our family circles are unbroken by the havoc of war. We enjoy priceless freedom of worship, speech, press, and assembly. We little realize what a paradise the humblest American home is when compared to the war-wrecked homes of China and Europe. We assembled in houses of worship this morning and may gather again around our firesides tonight, seeking to honor our mothers. Some have worn the pink carnation in honor of mothers living. Others, the white in memory of mothers who have left us. I love flowers, and I believe in giving flowers to loved ones on Mother's Day. But today, there are untold needs of mothers and orphan children in Europe and Asia, as well as in the impoverished homes of our own land, who are praying not for flowers, but for flour. Not for candies, but for bread. Not for greeting cards and telegrams, but for medicine, sympathy, and the necessities of life. If I know anything about the real heart of motherhood, I do not know of any way in which we could more appropriately honor our mothers than by doing for war orphans, widowed mothers, and victims of military aggression in other lands that which we would like to have done for our own loved ones if conditions were reversed. And that which we believe our mothers would do for others if they had the opportunity. I have taken counsel with members of the National Mother Day Committee and with the others deeply concerned for the future welfare of our children and the peace of the world. they agree that while we must not lose any of the beautiful sentiment of Mother's Day in paying our tributes of love and devotion to our own mothers, we may well make this Mother's Day in the year of our Lord 1940 one of the most significant Mother's Day of history by asking every American citizen to apply the golden rule in helping the otherwise impoverished and homeless mothers and children of war-torn Europe and Asia, as well as the unemployed and underprivileged in our own land. We seek, above everything else just now, to restore and maintain world peace for the sake of our children and grandchildren to all future generations. I therefore wish to avail myself of whatever privileges and prerogatives the American mother of 1940 may have by suggesting and urging that we mothers, with the cooperation of our families, make this year memorable by doing for the wounded, brought our kinsmen and friends overseas or at home, that which we would like to have done for us if conditions were reversed. For the sake of our children and grandchildren, as well as for those less fortunate in warring nations, I should like to see placed in every dining table in America an appropriate receptacle into which a coin of gratitude would be dropped every time an American family sits down in peace and comfort to partake of an unrationed, bountiful meal. These golden rule tokens of goodwill should, of course, be sent as promptly and frequently as practicable through relief channels of the donor's choice to feed the starving, heal the sick, and comfort the discouraged during this period when the four horsemen of destruction are running wild over half the earth. As a climax to this expression of worldwide friendship, I should like to see a truly great Christmas gift flowing from all the homes of the peace-blessed American republics of the Western Hemisphere into the refugee camps, hospitals, and war-shattered homes of Europe and Asia. It would be, in some measure, a payment toward the debt of the New World to the old. I believe that the reflex influence of this golden rule sharing would be more to our children and to the future peace of the world than the additional luxuries which the coins might purchase for ourselves or children. I also feel that these tokens of goodwill to our neighbors at home and abroad may become a major factor in solving many of our social and economic problems and contribute to world peace. Again, I thank you, Mrs. Roosevelt, and the committee for giving me the privilege of sharing in this work, and I pledge all the help that I can give in establishing the golden rule way to observe Mother's Day and every day in every home throughout the world. The radio has made the world one neighborhood. The golden rule would make it one brotherhood.
Thank you, Mrs. Mayo. I'm sure that I speak for every person in this radio audience when I say that we heartily welcome Mrs. Mayo as our American mother for 1940. We thank her for her splendid message, and we pledge our best effort to attain her high ideals and standards.